The season of Lent is almost here. Beginning Ash Wednesday, February the 18th, our podcast will bring you daily inspiration, but we want you to have the full experience. We are proud to announce the publication of the book, The Good News, Grace for All Devotions for Lent 2026. This book is the perfect companion to the audio devotions you will hear on this podcast. It contains personal reflections for each day of Lent, focusing on the good news that Christ brought when He walked among us, a message that resonates just as powerfully for us today. You can find the book on Amazon right now in paperback, hardback, and ebook forms. Get your copy today and get ready for the journey.
Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
This episode is entitled From Regrets to Resolutions and was written and read by Herb Sadler. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, the Apostle Paul says, "As for me, my life has already been poured out as an offering to God. The time of my death is near. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. And now, the prize awaits me, the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on the day of His return. And the prize is not just for me, but for all who eagerly look forward to His appearing." Bonnie Ware spent a number of years as a palliative care nurse, a hospice nurse. She cared for the dying. Over the course of that time, she heard a great many patients express regrets, and she began to catalog them. Some were particular to an individual, but many of them she heard from a lot of patients. She listed the ones she heard most frequently, and from that list and her experiences, she wrote a book, The Top 5 Regrets of the Dying. Here are a couple of them. The most frequent regret she heard was, "I wish I had had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others wanted for me." In other words, "I wish I had listened to my heart and followed my own dreams, rather than trying to meet the expectations of others." Number two was, "I wish I hadn't worked so hard." Every male patient who expressed regret said this. They were saying, "I wish I had spent more time with the people I love." As I reflected on the most common regrets people have as they near the end of life, what strikes me is that all of them, at the base, have to do with relationships. Jesus told us what is most important is our relationship with God, with others, and with ourselves. We call this the Great Commandment. In contrast with those who ended up with a life of regrets, listen to the Apostle Paul. He says, "The time of my death is near. I have fought the good fight, that is, I have given my life to what matters. I have finished the race. My life is ending. I have remained faithful. No regrets." It's not too late for you and me to turn our regrets into resolutions our resolve to live an authentic life, not one someone else wants for me, but one true to whom I really am. And I resolve to put relationships first, my relationship with my Creator and my Savior, with central people in my life, and to engage everyone with kindness and helpfulness so that there are no regrets. O Holy One, I have this one life to live. Help me not to waste it, but to make your priorities mine and to finish my race with faithfulness.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.